The war veterans are backing independent candidate, former ZANU-PF lawmaker Themba Moliswa, who was also expelled from the ruling party for teaming up with the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and several other top officials to allegedly attempt to unseat Mr. Mugabe. The war veterans resolved to make this move following a heated meeting at Vimbai Primary School in Norton, attended by former freedom fighters, said to be backing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa to succeed President Robert Mugabe. The war veterans have over the years supported Mr. Mugabe's party, but have decided to dump the president, saying he is to blame for the current social, economic, and political problems in the country. One of the war veterans who attended the meeting, Joseph Chinyangari, said they won't campaign for any ZANU-PF candidate in future national polls.
For the reasons why they have expelled our leaders, war veterans leaders, leadership from the party, and we also feel that they have also expelled us. So we are discontinuing our relationship with ZANU-PF. With that, we are endorsing Themba Moliswa. We are putting our support behind him.
Moliswa, who once contested Urungwe West and lost to Keith Guzau of ZANU-PF, said he was happy that the war veterans are backing him, noting that the former freedom fighters don't belong to any political party.
It is a welcome move that the war veterans have decided to back me as an independent candidate. Rightfully so. I'm a son of a war veteran. I'm equally a Zimbabwean at large, besides being a son of a war veteran. As such, I must enjoy the support of the war veterans of this country, because they fought for multi-party democracy. And I'm sure the war veterans have finally found themselves. They know who they are, and they're doing exactly what they were supposed to do, rather than aligning themselves to one political party and one leader.
But some not only residents say they are sick and tired of people who want to represent them, yet they don't stay in the constituency. The residents claimed that such people are gold diggers. Mrs. Noctula Pawajgira, who lives in Katanga High Density Suburb, said they want someone who understands their problems. But Moliswa dismissed such remarks, saying what matters most is a person's capability of fighting for them. He noted that the Norton by-election is a litmus test for the transparency of electoral processes and is set to measure the impact of recent national protests against the ruling party and the ZANU-PF.
A lot has happened in terms of protests, Tajamuka, this flag, the MDC marches in terms of the 15 billion, the 2.2 million jobs, which are pretty sincere. The aspect of the war veterans again being tear gassed, now not being part of the party, being expelled from the party that they claim is theirs and so forth. We need to now gauge and see whether it has an impact in terms of the electoral process of the country. By the electoral process, I mean the election itself, that what impact has this got, negative or being positive?
ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment. About 9 candidates will contest Norton primaries on Saturday, and a date of the election is yet to be announced. Reporting for Studio 7 in Norton, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.